Ramban in Parshas Tazria, Pasuk Yigimel, emphasizes the incredible relationship between Tumas Saras and Kedusha Saras. Ramban writes that one should realize that Zeh Inyan Eilo B'Tev HaKlal. One should not think that Tumas Saras is something that is natural, whether it's referring to Negei Adam, Negei Begadim, or when it comes to Negei Batim as well. But rather, this is purely true, the Ramban writes, on a spiritual level. Meaning that when Knesset Yisrael are Shleimim LaHashem, when Bnei Yisrael are acting appropriately, and they are Shalim, and their commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's something that's incredibly impactful, that's transformative. It transforms who they are, it affects the clothing that they wear, and it also affects the homes in which they reside. And when a person distances, when a person commits a chet v'avon, that's something that is evident, not only in terms of who he is, but it impacts on his clothing, it impacts on his housing, because laharos ki Hashem sar me'alav, because it's an indication of distance, an indication of haskarva. And that's why the Ramban writes, the Torah stresses, when it comes to nigei batim, bebeis eretz achuz aspen. This is something that can only apply in Eretz Yisrael. After all, because if Tumas Saras represents a certain sense of Hastara, and if the opposite of that means there's a relationship, there's a closeness between Kadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael, that is only something that is evident, that's expressed directly in Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael is considered to be Nachlas Hashem. Nachlas Hashem. And therefore the Dini Tzaras are limited to Eretz Yisrael. And the Ramban adds that's not because it's considered to be a chovas hakarka. When we usually think about mitzvos tlius varas, we think about those things that are dependent literally on the karka, on the soil of Eretz Yisrael, trumas and maestros and the like. It's not because it's a chovas hakarka, but rather because Eretz Yisrael is the Eretz HaNibcheres, and therefore that relationship between Knesset Yisrael Kadosh Baruch Hu is manifest mostly in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the parsha of Negayim, which represents a distance, a hastara, that is uniquely limited to these aspects of Kedushas Haaretz. And then Ramban goes a step further. It doesn't simply only apply in Eretz Yisrael, but it only applied in Eretz Yisrael achar kibush v'chiluk. We entered Eretz Yisrael, and it was necessary to conquer. And that conquest took years. There were 14 years of Yerusha v'Yeshiva. Just like that the mitzvah satlios baris typically did not begin until after Yerusha v'Yeshiva. Oh, the same thing is true when it comes to the parshios of Tumas Saras. Az nishash v'datam aleihem l'deyas Hashem. All of a sudden, now that they settled in Eretz Yisrael, kibush haaretz, we'll see that kibush haaretz is essential for kedushas haaretz. Already it's at that time that that relationship was forged, and that's why that parsha of Negayim not only applies only in Eretz Yisrael, but in Eretz Yisrael la'achar Yerusha v'Yeshiva. And then the Ramban writes, in order to indicate as an example, that this is not simply something which is considered to be physical, but rather this is something which is of a spiritual quality. For example, this only applies to begadim levanim, the Ramban writes. When do you have nigei begadim if the garment is white? Because if you have a colored garment, you know what? Maybe one could argue as follows, that there's a discoloration. Obviously, that's true, because the dye was not cast properly. the dye did not absorb properly into the beged. When you're dealing with begadim levanim, and with that which is white, there should be no discoloration whatsoever. And the fact that that's where the nigei tzaras manifests itself, that recognize that that is not at all b'derech hateva, but that is etzva elokim hi. And therefore, one should realize the religious component to Tumas Saras, and therefore it's limited A in Eretz Yisrael. It only applies B la'achar Yerusha v'Yeshiva. The Ramban writes similarly in Bereishis and Perek Yates Pasuk Ches, where the Ramban is discussing the chait and the downfall of Anshei Sdom. Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reacted so seriously with destruction of Sdom? Oh, the Ramban writes the following. After all, because da ki mishpat Sdom haya lamalas Eretz Yisrael. This didn't occur in Chutz Laretz. This was part of Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael cannot tolerate the corruption of such a society. Why is that true? Because after all, Eretz Yisrael, the Ramban writes, is Nachas Hashem, the Einas Soveles Anshei Toavos, and it doesn't allow for that which is considered to be an abomination. And if you have people who are considered to be Ra L'Shamayim U'L'Brios, that's the phrase that the Ramban uses, so in such a case, they cannot go ahead and reside in Eretz Yisrael. And perhaps one of the most known Rambans is in Parshas Achrimos. That's the Ramban in Yuches Chafei, where the Ramban writes the following. Parshas Achrimos describes the Parsha of Arayos. And when one thinks about Yisurei Torah, Ramban writes, there are no Yisurei Torah that are as universal as Yisurei Arayos. You would think that Arayos are something that only apply in Eretz Yisrael and don't apply in Chutz Laaretz. But yet, in the Parsha of Gidei Arayos, the Torah keeps on stressing the prominence of Eretz Yisrael. Ramban writes, why should that be? After all, Arayos are, the Ramban's phrase, a chovas aguf. Arayos are not mitzvos atlios v'aretz. So why is it that the Pasuk mentions the effect of Arayos in Eretz Yisrael? So the Ramban writes exactly that point. Because Eretz Yisrael is the nachlas Hashem, miyuchedes l'shmo, and therefore, if that is the case, Eretz Yisrael cannot tolerate such averos chamuros. Just like it was true at that time when it comes to stone, well, the Ramban writes that this is true when it comes to averos chamuros. It's not just simply individually a person will be punished, but rather they'll be uprooted from the land because Eretz Yisrael cannot tolerate such avera. It's an important chiddush. And then that Ramban goes a step further and writes the following. And that's why the Torah describes our unique relationship to Eretz Yisrael. And that's how Ramban describes Kavadar b'chutz l'aretz don k'misha in l'olaka. It's like a person doesn't have that relationship Kadosh Baruch Hu because that is something that, to that extent, is forged in Eretz Yisrael. And that is why the effect of Avera is you'll be uprooted. You'll have to go into Golos because there's a symbiotic relationship between the mitzvahs HaTorah and the Kedushas HaAretz. And then the Ramban writes, his stunning mashal. So that really is true. Imagine a person is in Golos. Maybe a person would think that, you know what, now I'm freed from, just like a person who now is outside of Eretz Yisrael, he's not chayiv in Trumas and Maaseros. Maybe one would think that, you know, if you're in Golos, somehow you're exempt from the mitzvahs Hashem. Oh, the Ramban writes, that's not true. And why is that not true? We would have said, why is it not true? Well, if it's not mitzvah sotulis baretz, isn't it self-evident that it's not true? So the Ramban writes that no. In principle, one understands why that could be true. Stunning, why that could be true. But you know what? But we have an obligation. You know what that is? Hiyu mitzuyanim b'mitzvos kishetachzur. Because you know what? We know that Golus is only a temporary place, and we're going to return to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, how can you be lax regarding the mitzvah satora when you know that you are about to return? And the Ramban writes, Mashallah Adon Shakos al Ishto. Imagine that you have an Adon who exiles his wife from the house. And imagine this is a melech. You know what? The Malka will still maintain herself with a certain image. She'll still be miskashetes v'tashitin. That's what the Ramban is. She'll still wear royal clothing. Why? Because after all, kishetachzuri, because eventually things will settle and she'll return to the palace. Lo yiyu alecha chadoshim. This will not be a new experience. And the Ramban quotes the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Chav, Hatzivi lach tzionim. That you have to go ahead and set markers for yourself. No, it means you're in Chutz Laaretz, but you're going to return. So you know what? You have to make sure to maintain yourself appropriately, as you're still considered to be in the Armon Shemalech. And the Ramban writes, this is not only true when it comes to Chovas HaKarka, the Ramban writes, it's true when it comes to Chovas HaGuf. Ramban writes, for example, Kitfilin, Ukimizuzos. Wow. But you know what? This is something the Torah obligates us to preserve even Chutz Laaretz, in order that when we return to Eretz Yisrael, Lo Yu Chadoshim Lino Kishenachzal Laaretz. Something which is stunning. The Ramban writes that the reason, for example, that the Misa of Rachel Imenu was when Yaakov was re-entering in Eretz Yisrael, it's because there's an Isra of Shtei Achayos. But the Ramban writes, stunning, that the Avos from Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, Yumachaches, in Eretz Yisrael. in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, marrying Rachel and Leah was an option in Chutz Laretz, but those relationships could not be maintained in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, wow, that is the timing and the place of the Misa of Rachel and Leah. Stunning, stunning Kedushim that the Ramban writes, that the Kedush of Eretz Yisrael is evident from Mitzvah Satzli Yisvaretz, but it's not really manifest in Mitzvah Satzli Yisvaretz. It's something that holistically applies indeed throughout. There's so many dinim daraisa, that's that Rambam and Pirush Mishnayis, and Bechoros and Daf Yud Gimel, where the Rambam writes there's so many partials to the Torah, the limited Eretz Yisrael, that we would have thought have nothing at all to do with Eretz Yisrael itself. Smicha Sakenin is on Eretz Yisrael. And aspects of Kiddush HaKodesh is on Eretz Yisrael. And Prabhu Dabar Shal Tzibur is only in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Aleph, we don't say Hallel on Purim. The Gemara has three possibilities, one of which is because Chutz Laretz. You don't say the national Hallel on something which is Chutz Laretz. Those are examples of so many dinim that one would have thought that why are they so linked to Eretz Yisrael? Right? The Rabbanites don't think of Eretz Yisrael only in terms of Achobas HaKarka, Mitzvah Satli Yisbaretz, but you have to recognize it as being Nachlas Hashem, Eretz HaNicheres, and therefore, what is true when it comes to Mitzvah Satli Yisbaretz is true when it comes to other dinim as well. That's where the Rambam writes that line, Bechor Sachot Gimel, that the concept of Kohol Yisrael, is limited to Yoshvei Haaretz. That means B'nai Eretz Yisrael. When it comes to Parv Davar Shel Tzibur, when is it that person violates Nevei Shishko Karis, and he does so b'shogi, he brings a personal Karban Katas. But you know what? If this was a Shigig Asara, and Bez and Pasim, this was Mutter, and Rov Yisrael followed the Psak, and it turns out, what do you mean, that would have been a Chil Karis, or b'shogi, a Chil Katas? Individuals don't bring their own Chil Katas, but the first Sugya, and Horios and Daf Bez, but rather the Tzibur brings the problem of Shel Tzibur. When is that true? Not if Yechidim, but rather if Rov of Yisrael violate the Avera. There was a Horas Sanhedrin, and the majority of the Tzibur, the Rambam writes based on the Gemara, that's the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis. How do you determine whether something is a Rov or a Mir? Who counts and who doesn't count? The Rambam writes, Yoshvei Haaretz. That's the definition of Tzibur. So if the Torah describes the Tzibur who violates an Avera, a Shigig HaSorah, it means the Yoshvei Haaretz. It's something which is stunning. And the Rambam writes, that's why Smicha is in Eretz Yisrael, because Smicha means that you're the representative of the Tzibur of Knesset Yisrael, and therefore it applies to Eretz Yisrael itself. So number one, the great Kiddush, that you know what? A, Eretz Yisrael, because Nachlas Hashem. And then the further Kiddush, here the Rambam writes in Parshas Tezria, but it requires Yerusha V'Yeshiva. It means B'nai Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. In a word, that B'nai Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael is not just simply a fulfillment of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, or an opportunity to fulfill Mitzvah Satzli Yisvaretz, but it's much, much more. What is it? It's part of the Mekadesh. Part of the Mekadesh of Eretz Yisrael. And this, I would say, relates to what we discussed in different contexts. Sometimes it's possible to envision that which has a twofold kedusha. The sugya later in Beit Sandaf Yizayin Amalek describes that there's a fundamental difference between the kedusha of Shabbos as opposed to the kedusha of Yantif. The kedusha of Yantif is Mekadesh Yisrael Hazmanim. When it comes to Shabbos, the Gemara's Lashon is Mekad Shevakayim. The kedusha of Shabbos is fixed and set, and therefore the bracha is simply Mekadesh. When you leave that Gemara, it sounds as though that, you know what, Shabbos is purely Mekadshe. When we discuss the mitzvah of Kiddush, who we pointed out to Ramban, the Ramban is found in Aseres Hadibros, right in the Pasuk of Zachar Shem HaShabbos L'Kadshe, Berachah, Pasuk Ches. There the Ramban writes the following, there's a mitzvah of Zachir HaShabbos, a mitzvah you have to make Kiddush. Zachar Shem HaShabbos. That's clear. But the Ramban is bothered, but the Torah adds one more word. No? Milas Lakadsha. That's the Lashon of the Ramban. No? The Pasuk could have said Zachar Shem HaShabbos. And we know Zachira means, we discussed this, Zachira Samalek, it means Shona Beficha, some type of expression. But the Ramban writes, the Torah doesn't say just Zachar Shem HaShabbos. The Torah adds the word Lakadsha. You know what that means? You have the Mekadesh Shabbos. Mekadesh Shabbos. Wow. And the Ramban writes a stunning line, Ke Inyan. Bekidashtem Eshnas HaChamishim Shana. Just like you have to Mekadesh the Shnas HaYovel, you have to be Mekadesh Shabbos. Wow. Just like Yovel requires a Kiddush Yisrael, Kiddush Bezdin, oh, the same thing is true when it comes to Shabbos, that requires Knesset Yisrael to be Mekadesh the Shabbos. That's something which is quite stunning. Because, we're really Mekadesh the Shabbos. If this would not be Mekadesh the Chodesh, one could question, Yantav doesn't exist. After all, you don't have. If we're not Mekadesh with the Chodesh, you don't have Shabbos. In what sense is that true? But you see, Mefurash, according to Ramban, that both elements are true. On the one hand, to argue, Beis Yad Zayin, that Shabbos is Mekadesh v'kayma. On the other hand, nonetheless, Lekadesha. We also are Mekadesh Neo. And therefore, you can have such a model where there is one level of Kedusha which is true by essence, which is necessarily true, automatically true, naturally true. And then you can have a Tosefes Kedusha. And that's what I would term Mitzvah HaKedusha, a Mitzvah HaKedusha. And if you ask me, where do you find that source of the concept of Mitzvah HaKedusha? The Sugya in the Dharma Daf Yud Gimel discusses the uniqueness of a Bechor Behema Tahora. It has a Kedusha Mirechem. A typical Kedusha Sagov. We just discussed this week. Now, you have to be Matish the Behema. But a Bechor has a Kedusha Mirechem. And nonetheless, the Gemara tells us the Dindaraisa of a Mitzvah Hartisha. But you have to say, Hareiz HaBechor. So Kedusha HaBechor is a stunning model that even if something we could argue is true by essence, it's true by definition, that a Bechor has a Kedusha, Mishas Leida, no, but nonetheless, there's a concept of a Mitzvah HaKedusha. And there is a Mordechai that cites this as a model. It's not just simply, just an anomaly, that you can have something that has Kedusha, but nonetheless a Mitzvah HaKedusha. The Mordechai writes in Gittin, right, in Perek Dalet, in Osh Shin Pei, that this is true when it comes to Shemitah Kesafim. But even though the Sof HaShvi'is cancels debts, but the Pasuk says, V'zeh Devar HaShmit. And the Gemara is Darish that Devar is Meloshon Dibur. Shemitah requires Dibur? The Gemara says, yes. But Malv is obligated to say, Misham et Anibach. So the Mordechai is bothered. Why do you have to say Misham et Anibach? Isn't that true automatically? Isn't that true naturally? So the Mordechai answers, that's true. Shvius cancels debts, but nonetheless, you have to say Misham et Anibach. And the Mordechai quotes as the model, Kedusha Sabachar. But just like a Bachar has a Kedusha, but nonetheless, Mitzvah HaKedusha. Oh, so the Mordechai writes, that's Shemitah's Ksafim. Novad lo Bachar ve'edra. He writes, isn't there a Mitzvah HaKedusha? Oh, the same thing as Shimon comes to Shemitah's Ksafim. Bachov is Bachar, but there's a mitzvah coming down the Malva to say, Misham et Anibach. And I would argue that that's the Ramban's understanding of Shabbos. On the one hand, Shabbos is Mekadesh v'kayma. On the other hand, a mitzvah l'hakdisha. And the mitzvah l'hakdisha is Kiddush. Now, Zarchas Yom HaShabbos, Mekadesh would mean to Mekadesh l'yom. So that's like a stunning model where you can have two elements, a twofold Kedusha. The Bozev, Limit Al-Zev, that you can have one Kedusha which is Kviya v'kayma, and that's supplemented by a mitzvah, l'hakdisha. And that's what I would argue is true when it comes to the Kedusha Saretz, always that Ramban alluded to. Because when we speak about Kedusha Saretz, no doubt, there's an element of Kedusha Saretz, and there's a unique relationship that Knesset Yisrael has with Eretz Yisrael, irrespective of anything that we do. But nonetheless, the Rabban emphasizes, realize that what we do is impactful. Not just simply because Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha, so we should take advantage of the Kedusha. But you know what? There's a concept of Yerusha, the Yeshiva. Yerusha, the Yeshiva as a form of mitzvah, a mitzvah l'avdish. The fact that we have a claim and a right, a tangible right to Eretz Yisrael, even before Yerusha v'Yeshiva, I think that's something which is clear. No? When you look in the Bris Manav Esarim, right? In Bereishis Tezvah, there the pasuk says, "Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, 'Lazaracha nasati es haaretz hazos.'" Lazaracha nasati es haaretz hazos. So those words are critical. Lazaracha and nasati. Lazaracha nasati. The first, what we've often mentioned. Now, zera is a very technical term. That's a Tosus Nivamos, Dafa Beis Lebeis. Now, their Tosus is bothered by the following, that when it comes to Yibum, the Torah says Uben Eimah. The Torah uses the term Ben. When it comes to Achilas Truma, Abbas Koin Erez Yisrael, the Torah uses the term Zera Eimah. Zera Kedushin Dabdala. And there Tosus is bothered. What's the difference in the term Ben as opposed to Zera? And we've discussed many times. And Tosus writes, Tinaf Kamiyaz Darais. Ben means a single generation. It doesn't mean B'nei Bani. Zera means something which is ongoing. But there's a flip nafkamin. Ben means any child, whether it's kosher or pasul. Zera only means zera kosher. So Tosfos writes, Ben and Zera, each one has a ribui, and each one has a miut. The ribui of Ben is zera pasul. The miut is only one generation. Zera means like a seed, something which is enduring, but there's no limitation. No, only applies to zera kosher, not zera pasul. That's why, ki bi Yitzchak, ki karla chazara. Yitzchak is the zera of Ram. The Torah typically refers to Yishmael as Yishmael ben Av. Yishmael is the ben Avram, but Yitzchak is the Zera Avram. And that's Mefurish in Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Tes. The Gemara says the following, that when it comes to the mitzvah Bris Milah, that's the context of the Gemara, Sanhedrin Nun Tes. The Gemara says Bris Milah is the Zaracha Acharecha. Zaracha Acharecha. Who exactly is included in Zaracha Acharecha? Oh, so the Gemara is clear that Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Yaakov's descendants. If the Chiyuv of Bris Milah is for the Zera Avram, who really are the Zera? The Zera Avram. It's like the Gemara's Mefurish. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, not Yishma, not Isa. They don't have the status of Zera Avram. And in such a case, you know what? Their descendants are not Chayiv in Bris Milah. Well, that's Mefurish in the Gemara. How do you know that that's true? The Gemara says the fact. In Yitzchak, it's obvious. He, the Yitzchak, he, Karlo Chazar. Yitzchak is called the Zera Avram. How do you know that Yaakov is called the Zera Avram? And not Esav HaRasha. Oh, the Gemara just says the Drosha. Be Yitzchak, but they'll call Yitzchak. That's an Ener Dav Nun Des. When you look in the Rambam, very beautiful Chasmalachim, the Rambam adds to it. How do you know it's Yitzchak? The Rambam writes the Pasuk. Be Yitzchak, Karlo Chazar. How do you know it's Yaakov and Esav? Oh, the Rambam writes, "V'yitin achas berachas Avram." The bracha. Wow. Sounds like it's against the Gemara. No, the Gemara says, "V'yisak l'kol Yitzchak." And the Rambam writes in Perek Yud of Hilchos Malachim, you know what? You see it from the bracha. The fact that the bracha was given to Yaakov, you know, the berachas Avram, that's pasuk. V'yitin achas berachas Avram l'cha u'lezaracha, meaning mechlau shehu levado zera shel Avram. It's like surprising. The scribe writes the following. It's not at all the stira. When you look in Gemara and Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Tes, the Gemara just says, Yitzchak, that's Mefurish. Yitzchak. How do you know Yaakov, not Esav? Be Yitzchak, Loko Yitzchak. That's not so Mefurish. All you know from Be Yitzchak, Loko Yitzchak is one yes, one no. One yes, one no. Just like when it comes to Yitzchak and Yishmael, one yes, one no. The same thing is when it comes to Yaakov and Esav. Whereas when it comes to Yitzchak, it's clear who yes and who no. Ki b'yitzchak kol chazara. When it comes to b'yitzchak kol yitzchak, it's not at all clear. You know what the answer is? That would be indicated by the berachas Avram. Whoever would receive the berachas Avram, that would indicate that's the meaning of the pasuk of b'yitzchak kol yitzchak. That it was only one and not the other. Oh, it's a stunning kiddush. And when you look in the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos, this Rambam is found in the Dharma of Lamed Aleph. The Rambam writes just a line where it's incredible, no? The Rambam writes this. How do I know that that's true? That B'yitzchak Loko Yitzchak means Yaakov Ubanov as opposed to Esav. Where do you see that that's true? Okay, one indication is the Berachas Avram. In Pirush Mishnayos in the Dharma, the Rambam writes the following. The Brisban of the Sarim was Ki Ger Yelachem Beres Lolahem. You're going to wander from place to place to place. And the Rambam writes very, very simply, who experienced that? Who experienced that? Now, the Rambam writes, V'lon niskayim zeh ela bezer Yaakov. Who experienced this? You know, Bnei Esav, Bnei Yishmael, they settled with ease. And we wandered from place to place to place to place. You know what? That's the greatest indicator that we indeed are the Zeros Avram. So if the Pasuk says, Lezarach HaNasati, that means Eretz Yisrael is uniquely ours. And Bnei Esav, Bnei Yishmael have no claim whatsoever. That's like a stunning Rambam, Pirush Mishnayos. That the bris van habasarim is that you're going to wander from place to place. I've often mentioned that's why the Torah spends so many psukim describing every city and every community and every conquest of Bnei Esav and Yishlach. You look, for example, the end of Parshas Yishlach, one city after another. You kind of wonder, why is all that necessary? You know what the answer is? Because every city that they establish is a Rai Mochachas, but they are not the Zera Avram. They're not the Zera Avram. Right? Pasuk says the Zera Avram are not going to be able to settle so quickly. Place to place to place to place. V'avod levinu sarvam yoshana. So the fact that they were not subject to the Inuit, the fact that they conquered one city after another, is a nail in the coffin. That's a Rai Mochachas. They're not considered to be the Zera Avram. I think it's incredible to do it in Hagam. Now, Magad Oshah Pesach, they say the following. You know what? Oh, Avram Avinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Va'arbe zara, I'm going to give you abundant zara." Okay, what does that mean? Now there's Yitzchak, there's Yishmael. Avraham Avinu is told, "Va'arbe zara." Oh, continue now. Ve'etein lo es Yitzchak, I'm going to give you zara, meaning it's Yitzchak. Okay, and how does that continue? Ve'etein lo Yitzchak es Yaakov es Esav. Oh, but Yitzchak had two sons. Now. So how do you know which one is the Zer and which one is not? No? How do you know which one yes, which one no? Yitzchak, it's Mefurish. No? But how do you know when it comes to Bnei Yitzchak? Which one are considered to be the Zer and which is not? No? Because after all, Be'etem Yitzchak es Yaakov Esav. How do you know that's true? How does that got to continue? No? I think that it's in the right one. No? Be'etem Esav es Harseir. Look. Esav was given Harseir, Rosh Hashanah. And what happened to Yaakov? You know? V'Yaakov on Yod HaMitzrayim. Right? And they wandered from place to place to place and experienced the Shiva. That's exactly what the Rambam writes. No? What's the Raya Muchachas? That they are not the Zer Avram because they were able to settle, right? And we have to wander from place to place to place and experience the Shiva Mitzrayim. It's Mefurish in the Haggadah. Now, after all, the Etan, the Esav, the Sarsila, Rosh Hashanah, the Yaakov, the Yod Mitzrayim. No, that's exactly that Chiddush. So therefore, number one, Eretz Yisrael is uniquely ours. That's Zer Avram. So all of that is embedded in that term, right? Eretz Yisrael v'zaracha. And then the Yerushalmi in Perek Beis, Halach Aleph, of Maseches Halach, was Nasati. That's unique. Nasati is B'loshan Avmar. Now, that's a little bit unusual. So that's the Yerushalmi, Perek Beis, Halach Aleph, v'zaracha etein, inksivkan, but the zaracha Nasati. Avraham Avinu is not told, I will give, but I have given. Lashon Hara, I have given. What does that mean? Two words in Yerushalmi. Kfar Nasati. Ooh, so that's something which is stunning. That means that Eretz Yisrael is already ours from the time of the Bris Ben Avisah. Now, even without anything more, even without it, Lazarach Nasati, Kfar Nasati. And I'll tell you, that is the Sugyan Babasran of Kufyutas, where the Gemara just explains the difficulty of Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was confronted, he was challenged by Bnei Slavchad. You know, we're deserving of Nachla. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to raise the question, to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the answer yes or is the answer no? What exactly is the rights of Bnei Slavchad? So the Gemara is bothered by the following. Of course they're entitled. No? Good. A son will receive first. If there is no son, a daughter. No? But what was the shayla? The answer is no, they're not entitled. What would happen to the nesei slavcha? Now, of course they're entitled. That was the question. That required such a... No. Gemara's mefurish. No? Slavcha was a bechor. Slavchan was entitled to Pishnaim of his father, Nechsei Chefer.
Ooh. You know what the question is? How much are Bnei Slavcha entitled? Are they entitled to the Pishnayim that Slavcha would have received? So the answer, Lachor, should have been, of course not. Of course not. Because when the Torah describes Yerusha Sabachor, you know what the Torah tells us? Lo yuch levaker, ben ahuva, penem so bechor, kima yaka, losis lo pishnayim, v'chol ha-sheyim ha-tzeva. A bechor only receives pishnayim of an asset that the deceased father possesses. It has to be matzu v'yadam, matzu v'yadam. You know what that means? A bechor is only noto b'muchso, and not noto b'roya. Let's assume, for example, money is coming to a father, and the father dies. The bechor does not get pishnayim. It's only that which a father owns. Well, let's say there's an outstanding debt. That's like a fascinating question in the Gemara. There's a shibud. Could I possibly argue that the shibud nachasim? We just discussed that, no? Just a few days ago? No? Balchov, mikalabo gover. Could I argue the shibud that the malva has is considered to be a sufficient kinyan in order to argue that, you know what, already the nichse halover knuy lamalva b'shas matanos. Wow. But the yisod is clear that a bechor is only null to b'muchsak maparoy. Oh, so that's incredible. We're talking about Yerushas Haaretz. Yerushas Haaretz, we didn't enter Eretz Yisrael yet. So the bechor, I would have said, that, you know what, it's obvious that Bnei Slavcha will receive, but they're not going to receive Pishnayim of Nechsei Chefer because that's Rayu, that's not Muksa. So the Gemara says, that was the Safek of Moshe Rabbeinu. Are they entitled to an extra portion or not? You know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said? Yes, they're entitled to Pishnayim. But Pishnayim is like B'chol HaShem Yimotzeilo. So you know what the Gemara says? Ela Maramba. Eretz Yisrael Muchzekesi. Eretz Yisrael is not called Rayim, it's called Muchsa. Wow. Already that's considered to be Muchsa. Lazarach HaNasati Yisrael Tezoz. And therefore, yes, Bnei Slavcha received a double portion as if it was an asset that her father, her grandfather, already possessed. That's Eretz Yisrael Muchzekesi. That's something which is just stunning. If you look at the Ramban is in Yud Gimel Yud Zayin, Bereishis. The Ramban writes the following: Shetachzik u'matana me'achshav lahanchil u'lezara. That's the hagdara of the Ramban. It's a matana which is me'achshav. You know, sometimes you can have different kinds of tanaim. Sometimes you have a time which is yikana la'abad. Sometimes you have a time which is l'mafreya. The Ramban says when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, shetachzik you'll take hold of matana. Me'achsha, from right now, lahanchil lezarecha. Wow. And that's even before we entered Eretz Yisrael. It's even before we entered Eretz Yisrael. Wow, that's something which is very stunning, no? There's a Gemara in Bodhisattva, definitely Gimel, where the Gemara, again, has a similar svara. You know what? That the Torah tells us that you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael. And you know what? You're going to come upon Asherah, and you know what? Asherah and Tisra from Manesh. You know, you have to destroy them. Okay, look, we're entering Eretz Yisrael now. But you know, the Zion almost lived in Eretz Yisrael. And they, you know, they use these trees for Avodah Zarah. So you know what? You're going to enter, you have to destroy them. So the Gemara asks an incredible kasha. No, the Gemara says, why? Ein Adam Osa Dabar Sheno Shalom. Ein Adam Osa Dabar Sheno Shalom. You invite this person into your house, you have no idea who he is, and he starts bowing down to all your furniture. You know what? Okay, so I say, now, that's really unfortunate, because now you have to burn all your things, no? Because Chefte Shalom, you know? Ein Adam Osa Dabar Sheno Shalom. Ein Adam Osa Dabar Sheno Shalom. Designation Mokza. You have to be the Bala Chefetz, no? Das Vayinim. You know, I go ahead and I take my object, I place it on the table. Guess what? The object is Muktzah, and I designated the table, and I was a bus, I said, Abarasa. You know, if someone goes ahead and I don't grant him any right, he takes his money and puts it on the table, the money's Muktzah. But the table is not automatically become a bus, I said, Abarasa. What do you mean the table's designated? Designated? What do you, it's not his to designate.
So therefore, sometimes you need das beinlin. That's something which is important, no? So if it's not yours, what do you mean you designated it for? How exactly does that work? That's sugya about Ezra daf nun gimel discusses Chanukah, no? That in the time of Chanukah we had to have a Chanukah mizbeach because the goyim used mizbeach for avodah zarah, shiksum avodah zarah. No, but the Gemara raises the kasha. In a most of every shalom, it wasn't theirs. You know what the Gemara answers? Uvo pritzim v'fihilu. You know what the Balamor writes? Pritzim were not pritzay akum. Pritzim were pritzay yisrael. The misyavdim used the mizbeach for avodah zarah. Wow. And therefore, it became asa. And the mizbeach indeed was necessary. So that's like a heavy kasha. The Gemara says, what right do the goyim have in Eretz Yisrael before we entered to designate something for avodah zarah? It's not theirs to designate. It's not theirs. That's such a kasha. The Gemara, no, it's like incredible. That's not nasati. It didn't become ours when we entered Eretz Yisrael. It was ours already, and therefore mechateisi. What right? The Gemara says Yerushilam Avoseichem. This is ours. And Eidam Osa Davrishinu Shalom. That's incredible. No, the Gemara answers in the usual terrors. Ella Mitupolcho Yisrael LeEgel. Oh, once Bnei Yisrael themselves were over Avodah Zarah, Golo Adatayu Denech Levoras Kochav. It's as though that they gave license to the guy also to use our things for Avodah Zarah. Let's say, you know, somebody comes in front of me and I say, you know, this is your room, make yourself at home, use whatever you want for whatever purpose you want. Make yourself at home. And he goes ahead and takes his muksa things and puts it on something. That wasn't random. He was entitled to do so. And therefore, that can become a basis, the davar asar. Now there was das ma'ilin, there was das ma'ilin. That's what the Gemara says about asherah. But that Gemara is clear now that Yerushim Avoseichem, this is considered to be that which is ours. And therefore, one could have applied that sort of Eretz Yisrael Dover Sheinu Shalom. What do you see from all these Marmakamos? Nasabti. That means, you know, our linked Eretz Yisrael and the Kedushas Eretz is something which is inherent. It's something which is self-evident, even without the response, the new love, Knesset Yisrael. Okay? So in that sense, I would say, you know, like Shabbos, Mekad Shebekayma, Eini Hashem Lokechava. And that doesn't depend on, no? The Niyugav Knesset Yisrael. But then you have what the Rabban alluded to. No, that's a Tosef the Menachos, the Paragav. Okay, we entered Eretz Yisrael. No, but still you don't have Shemitah and Yovel and Trumas and Maestros. Why not? If Eretz Yisrael has the requisite Kedusha, and now we're in Eretz Yisrael, why shouldn't we argue that, you know what, that the requisite Kedusha already kicks in automatically. The Kedusha is there, and now that we are there, we have a responsibility too. Oh, so you see that, not necessarily, not fully. Yerusha v'yeshiva is a makadesh. It's part of the Kedusha Saras, ad kedeka, that the mitzvah satliyas baratz, which is a function of the Kedusha Sakarka, that is still pending. Until we settle. And take a look at the Reb Chaim. It's found in the first parak, Paragalaf Alachiyyidah, Belchus Trumos. Reb Chaim writes the following, Iker Kedusha Sa'aretz, Havya Al Yedei Yerusha V'Yeshiva. That the full Kedusha Sa'aretz is Chal on Yerusha V'Yeshiva. It's not just simply that Eretz Yisrael has a Kedusha. Well, obviously, we can't take advantage of that Kedusha when we're in Chutz La'aretz. But once we enter, now we can avail ourselves to that pre-existing Kedusha. It has an element of Kedusha, but the full Kedusha Saretz, it is also dependent on the mitzvah Hagisha. It's also dependent on Knesset Yisrael. And that I would suggest is the answer to the Tosfos' kasha against the Gaon. One of the very significant sugyos when it comes to making any tanaim, what we call Mishpatei Hatanaim. When do you require all the dinim, all the details of its tanaim? For example, tanai kafel. When is that necessary? When is that not necessary? That Tosfos discusses in various places. Now, tradition of mem tesla days, the bottom Tosfos. Tosfos is bothered by the problem that, you know what? Sometimes the Gemara
says in order to make a Tanai, you know, there are technicalities. You have to have a Tanai Kofim. You have to say if then, and if not, then not. Well, and if you don't do it, the Tanai is gone. And sometimes, Tosa says it seems that you don't need a Tanai Kofim. You don't need a Tanai Kofim. Tosa says, what's that Gemara? Mishnah Mem Pes. You know what? A person put his house up for sale, sells his house, all of a sudden he claims it's a Mekaf Tos. Because, you know what? Why did I sell my house? What do you mean that a person's mindset was to go to Eretz Yisrael? Hazud Zavin Adaita Mesav Eretz Yisrael. And all of a sudden his plans came crashing down. No? See, he claims to the buyer this was a Mekaf Tos. Mekaf Tos. The Gemara says, Dram Shebleh Inantar. Dram Shebleh Inantar. What was the meaning about it? Dram Shebleh Inantar seems to say, he didn't say anything. But if he would have said, you know what, I'm selling the house because I'm making Aliyah, okay, good, he didn't say anything. Tosa, that's not enough to say something. You need Mamasha, it's not Kafu. You know, you have to have all the details of it tonight. You have to have the yes, you have to have the no, you have to have the Imkodam Olav, all details, no? It almost sounds like the Gemara that, you know, oh, he didn't say anything. But if you just would have said that, so Tosus there begins the exploration. When do you need a Tanai Kofim? When do you need a Tanai Kofim? So Tosus quotes the sheet of the Gaonim, the fascinating Chiddush, that you only require a Tanai Kofim when it comes to areas of Isseret, Gittin, Kedushin. That requires a Tanai Kofim. But not when it comes to Dinamon. Not when it comes to demons. Tosus, for example, says, you need Dalit Minim. Well, you know what? I'm not, you know, so happy about giving you my Dalit Minim because, you know, I just have a lot of money for this, you know, and I don't know what you're going to go back to. You know, oh, so the Gemara says, very simply, just do a Matana Asahafsin. What's a Matana Asahafsin? Very simple. This is yours. Al Menashe Tafsarayuli. Four words. Al Menashe Tafsarayuli. It's yours, and the condition, you give it back. If you don't give it back, it was never yours. Okay, great, great. No, not great. Not great, no. You need a Tanai Kofim. You have to say, if then, and if not, then not. If then, if not, then not. And you know, if you don't make a Tanai Kofim, you know what happens? You know what halach is? If you make an invalid Tanai, that's also unusual. It's not that the whole thing is meaningless. You make an invalid Tanai, the mice is kayim, the Tanai is batal. You know what that would mean? That would mean that the lumen is his, and he doesn't have to give it back. The Tanai is what? That's not what the Gemara says, no? So Tosus is bothered. When do you need a Tanai Kofim? When do you not need a Tanai Kofim? Oh, so Tosus quotes the view of the Gaonim. Gittin v'Kedushin requires a Tanai Kofim. Dinei Mamonos does not. Okay, so that guy who sold his house, that's Dinei Mamonos. Lulav and Esther? Yes, Dinei Mamonos. I mean, there's a mitzvah of Lulav and Esther. We're not talking about the mitzvah. We're talking about the acquisition. Who's David Minim are they? That's called Dinei Mamonos. So Tosa says, how in the world can the Gaonim suggest such a possibility? The whole source of Tanai Kofim is B'nai Gaonim and Reuven. And B'nai Gaonim and Reuven was about the distribution of Nachalot. Now, which piece of land is yours? Which piece of land is mine? Tosa says, you know, that's Dinei Mamonos. That's Dinei Mamonos. So how can you say that all the details of Tanai doesn't apply to Dinei Mamonos? Maybe you can say it only applies to Dinei Mamonos. You can't say it doesn't apply. That whole source is B'nai Gaonim and Reuven. How really is that possible? So I'll tell you one teretz, but that's how Tosus assumes. There is a Rashbam in Baal Basra of Kuf Lamed Zayin, where the Rashbam writes that, you know what, this Chiddush of the Gaonim, that you need a Tanai Kofim when it comes to Gittin Kedushin, is not really a Shita. It's not really a Shita. It's a Pshara. It's a Pshara. Meaning, technically speaking, we don't pass like Rav Meir. You don't need a Tanai Kofim. You don't need a Tanai Kofim. So you know what? You're going to the grocery store, and you're buying something, you don't need a Tanai Kofim. You don't need a Tanai Kofim. Wait, you know what the Gaonim said? Wait a second. You're talking about Gittin. You know how high the stakes of Gittin are? No? If you're divorced, you're divorced. You're not divorced, you get remarried. Child's a mamzer, no? It's a chiyuv misa. No? Like, the stakes couldn't be higher. So you know what? We'll give a get according to the Chumash, according to Rav Meir. When it came to Gittin Kedushin,
The stakes are so high, we're going to be chayish Rav Meir's sheet. When it comes to the Dinamamas, you have to be chayish for the sheet of Rav Meir. That's what Rashbam writes. Wow. Tanai Kofel is l'chad chila l'rav chedemosim. You're right. It's not that we pascha like him in Isser and not in Mamo. No, no, no. Technically speaking, Mikra Hadir, we're going to pass like the Chacham Yoyin, it's my couple. But when it comes to things that are so significant, so pressing, you know what, you're giving a get. Give a get that's not my focus tonight. Give a get which would be held according to Rabbi Shita as well. Wow. Okay? But that's not what Tosus understood. And when you look in the Rambam and Raivit, it's Mufurish, and Per Gimel Tokhus Achiyah Matana, the Rambam and Raivit understood the sheet of Gonim as a shita, not as a pshara. That you only need a tzaykaf when it comes to Yisurim, and you don't require a tzaykaf when it comes to cases of Yidushin. But Tosus is kasha ben is obvious when it comes to Mammon. What do you mean? B'nei Gadam Eruvin, wasn't that a case of Mammon? Wasn't that, so you know what the Pasha Pshat the Teretz is? No, no. B'nei Gadam B'nei Ruvain was a tzaykaf regarding Yerusha Saaretz. Yerusha Saaretz. Yerusha Saaretz has two different moving parts. On the one hand, Yerusha Saaretz is true. There's an element of Mammon. Right? Who resides, who occupies this parcel of land and that parcel of land? That's true. But Yerusha Saaretz is Dina Mammonos. The mitzvah Satliyas Baretz were not chal until Yerusha the Yeshiva. Now, the Ramban here in Parshas Tazria. No, the dinim of Nigei Tzaraas, of Nachlas Hashem, and the relationship of Knesset in Eretz Yisrael was only La'achar Yerusha V'Yeshiva. That's not dinim Mamonos. That's a function of the Mekadesh of Eretz Yisrael. That's, I think, the beautiful teretz of the Gaonim. When the Torah goes out of its way and insists on a Tnai Kofel, when it comes to Yerusha Saaretz, it's not because of the Mamon Sheva. It's because of the Isser Sheva. So therefore, based on that model, Gittin and Kedushin do require Mishpatei Tanayim, and simple acquisition of Mammon does not. In other words, there are two dinim in Yerusha V'Yeshiva. And just as a final point, if you look in the Shittim of Kovetzes and Barabasra, the Kukhav Aleph, the Shittim of quotes Raivin, where the Raivin writes something which is magnificent. Now the Raivin writes this, how do you divide Eretz Yisrael? How is it divided? What's the method? What's the mechanism of division? So you know what? It seems that there's a twofold process. Now, Urim Bitumim, and also Goro. Lots were drawn, but also Urim Bitumim. Why exactly is that true? Why are there two different systems in terms of Risharats? Oh, so the Ravid indicates that, you know, there are two dinim when it comes to Yerushasarats. One element is the Mammon Sheva. You know what? Dina Mammonos. Which parcel land is mine? Oh, that, you know what? Bogoro techolik asarets. No? That's cool. Draw lots, you know? That's good. But Yerusha the Yeshiva was part of the Mekadesh of Eretz Yisrael. You know? Oh, this is in Chelkel Shel Binyamin. This is in Chelkel Shel Yehuda. No? The Mizbeach was the Chelkel Shel Toreif. No? The Chelik of Binyamin. That's not the Dina Mammonos Sheva. No, that's in terms of Kedushas Haaretz. That, the Rabbi writes, is the role of the Urim V'Tumim in Yerushas Haaretz. The role of Urim, the Chalukah, the Shvatim, is part of the Mekadesh of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, again, the both elements that you find when it comes to Knesset Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, of course, part of it is acquisition, but beyond that, part of that is considered to be the Mekadesh. And therefore, the Ramban writes, it's not surprising where mitzvos that speak to the holistic entity of Knesset Yisrael, that those types of things, right, require B'nai Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, it requires Yerusha V'Yeshiva, because Knesset Yisrael can simply be part of the Mekadesh. That's Lazara Chanasati. One element of our relationship is Kli V'Kaima, but the other is that sense of a mitzvah, mitzvah Avdisha, the twofold achrayis, responsibility in that sense that we have. These Rambans are worth going through very, very slowly. You know the Rambans that tell you, you have to realize the primacy of Eretz Yisrael when it comes to Hashkachas Hashem, Eini Hashem Lokech Abba, and therefore that's evident but not limited to, Mitzvah Satliyas Varens, that applies even when it comes to other cases as well. It's a fascinating, fascinating idea. But take a look on your own. Take a look at the Alshich right here in the Perek Yudalid and Pasuk Memches. There the Alshich writes that how the Parsha of Nigi Batim really speaks about the whole destiny of Knesset Yisrael. But Churban Abayis and Binyan Abayis, the Alshich has beautiful images. The Pasuk says, Nasaki Negat Zaras, but Beis Perez Achuzasem, the Medeshraba writes, Eretz Eis Chuzasem, that is Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaMikdash. And Dubalo Ashelo Abayis, and the Baal Abayis comes with a Taina, no? Kemega Nirila Babayis. Oh, the Medrash writes, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu comes and says, you know what, there's a nega in my Mikdash, meaning Knesset Yisrael is not properly preserving the Beis HaMikdash. And the role of the Kohen to see to it that Knesset Yisrael indeed is Chozer V'Tshuva. And it's Siva Kohen, Ufino Es HaBayis. Now that the Kohen says you have to be able to remove from the Beis HaMikdash those things that don't belong. But anything Shalavar Azara and the Midos, the Tunos, and when it's destroyed, and the time of Hesker, who is the time of Golos, and the time of rebuilding, like the Alshich, right? It's an incredible binyan that embedding the Parsha is binyan Abayis, and Churban Abayis, and the Abayis HaShlishi, and the 70 years of Golos Bavel. Right? All of this can be woven into the description of the various times of Hesker and Tum and Tara of Bayis Amnuga, which really is an allusion to the Beis HaMikdash, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the Churban, and the ultimate Binyan of Bayis HaShlishi. It's a very stunning piece that Moshe has. Okay, Mr. Hashem will pick up Sunday. In fact, we have a lot to do with sugyas of Mitot. Go to the Rama Kamas, okay, and then we'll start going very quickly.